As we'll get ready for our second half of action, it'll be the Hawks and Bronx. 20 more minutes in this crucial Garden State Mac Hourglass rivalry contest. Miles Thomas, Sadler, Taylor, Stewart, the original starting five for Ryder, will start. For MU, starting the second half is a very different lineup than we saw in the first half. Actually, no Mamet starter from the game will start the second half, as they'll come out with Josh James, Max DeLeo, Greg Nowak, Colin Stewart, and Tyrone Ogero to begin our second 20 minutes.
How about that message that Coach Rice is sending to some of his senior players, or veteran players, excuse me. Max DeLeo comes up with a steal but gets called for a foul. But Andrew Nicholas, Deion Jones, sitting on the bench alongside other starters, Brady Robinson and Tillman. We'll see if they get the message.
It's an interesting lineup, to say the least, for Coach Rice. His team needs a spark, there's no doubt about it, down 37-20. As Ryder will have the half's first possession, Steve mentioned it, Max DeLeo was called for his first foul. Bronx working to our left. Down low, Khalil Thomas, double team, Nowak and Ogero. They swing it over to Sadler, top of the key. Now Stewart spins on James, into the lane, loses it. Ball will go out of bounds off Mamet. Ryder ball 11 to shoot.
A good help defense that time by Stewart. Colin Stewart, as the bigger player, was driving on Josh James, and Stewart was able to help.
Ryder throws it across the court to Daniel Stewart. Spin on the elbow. He'll miss long. Rebound comes down to Greg Nowak. Nowak to James. Now they'll go to Max DeLeo on the right wing. Neither team has scored here in the second half. DeLeo hands off to Colin Stewart, who steps into a three. Put it in to cut the Ryder lead to 14.
And how about that play? First possession in transition. Colin Stewart comes off a stagger screen, gets a little handoff, and knocks it down.
Khalil Thomas has it for Ryder left wing. Works it to Miles. He'll try a deep three, and he'll bury it to give Ryder a 17-point lead again, the same lead they had at halftime. Stewart left wing around an Ogero screen. Bounces it to Max DeLeo. He'll pump it three. Try it again. Now drive. Bounce it down low to Nowak. Nowak will finish it at the rim.
Greg Nowak, we said this before, is probably the best finisher around the rim of the Hawk bigs.
Miles is fouled by Colin Stewart as he drives back the other way for Ryder. 18-22 to go in this one. Bronx lead 40-25.
That's going to be a tough matchup for Colin Stewart guarding Anthony Miles, who's a senior, one of the best players in the MAC. He's going to need some help there.
Jimmy Taylor will inbound. He gets it into Miles, who had to save it from going out of play, and then turned it over. Hawks will go back the other way. James, alley-oop to Colin Stewart from half court. The Hawks trail by 13. Kevin Baggett takes a timeout, and that, Steve, may be the momentum changer that MU was looking for.
How about that from Colin Stewart? Now, we said earlier on that Colin Stewart's not just a spot-up three-point shooter. He is very, very athletic, and that time he shows it in transition. And Josh James, again, he is just phenomenal. Finding Stewart, put it right where he needed to put it. Alley-oop up high. Stewart slammed it down. He's a lot more athletic than he looks. Nice way to start the half, and maybe this could be Colin Stewart's coming-out party.
Ryder's timeout gets extended full. We'll keep things right here on the floor. It's 40-27 Bronx with 14 to go in our second half. You said it could be the coming out party for Stewart. Had a three and now an emphatic alley-oop two-handed dunk. Hey, that's his repertoire. Shooter, and I know you told me he's an athletic player from watching practice. Steve, the Hawks are down 13. This is where they were a few times in the first half. Now they need to make that run. Now if they could go on a 6-0 run, an 8-2 run, you change everything.
And it's all about how Ryder's going to answer here. But Stewart hit the three earlier on, and then Miles came right back and drained a three himself. The Hawks have to get stops. They have to use this momentum to get some stops here. It's got to be team defense. The Stewart-Miles matchup is not a great matchup for Mammoth. So you got to look for some team defense. Maybe the Hawks are going to try to trap here to get Ryder out of sync.
The Hawks will pressure full as Ryder will move right to left. Jimmy Taylor gets it. Here comes the double team. Taylor picks up his dribble. Throws it over to Sadler. They're not going to get it over in time. They barely do, and they don't. It's a 10-second violation. I knew it.
Wow. Anthony Miles wide open on the skip diagonal pass from across the court. they just get the call, Mamet does, the 10-second violation. If not, that would have been a highlight reel dunk for Miles.
And actually, if Sadler would have thrown it a half a second sooner, the ball was still in his hands when it hit 25. And that's why that turnover will give it back to Mamet, who trailed just by 13 now. Stewart to James. Josh James, top of the key, will back things out. 20 on the shot clock. Over to O'Gara, top of the key to Leo. Pumps for three, gets Taylor in the air. Max to the basket. Missing that one. Loose ball comes out to Zedrick Sadler.
A lot of contact down there, Eddie.
Ryder back the other way. Sadler picks up his dribble. Stewart, top of the key. Nowak gets switched off. He'll now guard Daniel Stewart. Miles around James is fouled before he could get a pass attempt with 17:26 to go. That foul will go on Greg Nowak.
Mammoth playing with more intensity and more energy. We'll see if they can kind of grind themselves back into this game.
Sadler will sit down. I'm sorry, Taylor will sit down. Sean Valentine checks in. You're right, Steve. Now it's possession by possession, and Mammoth would do well to kind of ugly the game up a little bit. Sadler, left corner, throws left elbow, Daniel Stewart. Stewart back to Sadler, down low Khalil Thomas, double, triple team, loses it. Over to Sadler now, skips it to Miles. In the right corner, Stewart, cut off, good defense by MU. Khalil Thomas drives, and they'll call Greg Nowak for a foul. Could have been a foul or a travel, and Ryder gets the benefit of that one.
That's a tough call on Nowak. He was playing pretty good defense. Referee said that he hit him in the face. Ryder gets the call.
Bronx inbound to Miles for three. Too strong. James catches it on the dead run. James to DeLeo. Now Colin Stewart to O'Gara. He'll drive. O'Gara, lefty shot is blocked out of bounds. That block by Thomas will keep it with MU. 16:53 to go, second half.
You know what I want to see Josh James do right there? Do what he does and get to the rim.
I like how I answered you silently. People are like, why was there a pause? Hawks inbound here, down 13. James to DeLeo, top of the key for three. Boom! Bottom of the net. It's 40-30, and the Hawks on a run here with 16:40 to go in the second half.
And DeLeo has been showing that shot fake, so Valentine controlled his closeout. By that time, Max had an open look, and he knocked it down.
See if the Hawks can get a stop here. Valentine, left wing, will throw for Sadler with James on him. Sadler wants Stewart, left block. He gets him. O'Garo's there. Double team. Throws to Miles, who's fouled, attacking the rim.
Right now, Max DeLeo is working so hard. He looks exhausted to me. He's not going to get the media, as we're still over 16. We'll see if Coach Rice is going to pull him or not. He does look tired, but great job so far early on in this half by this second unit of the Hawks.
Second and a half unit.
Absolutely.
16:18 to go. The lefty Miles at the line. The Hawks have cut a 17-point halftime deficit to 10. And it'll stay there as Miles misses the first free throw. You know, Steve, that's to cut 7 points off in three and change. That could go a long way as Miles missed them both. Tipped rebound. Valentine and Nowak battle, and a loose ball foul. They're going to call that foul on Tyrone O'Gara with 16-4. Oh, my mistake. The wrong 14. Sean Valentine gets the call. My man Gene knows what's up.
Your boy, Sterator. That was a huge call because Mammoth almost blew an opportunity with Miles missing two foul shots.
That's NFL referee Gene Sterator. You know, did a Colin Stewart three. Bang! Bottom of the net! Enough referee talk. Let's get back to the game. Mammoth down 7.
Simple down screen. Colin Stewart comes off the screen. He's got an open look. He's got a quick release, and he knocks it down.
Colin Stewart has 10 points. Mammoth has cut Ryder's deficit from 17 to 7. And here James steps in front of a pass and deflects it out of bounds. The momentum on the side of the blue and white as we'll go to the media with the Hawks down 40 to 33. 15:44 to go. We step out for 60 seconds on the Shore Sports Network. The Hawks were down 17 at halftime. They have sliced that lead to 7 with 15:44 to go in the second half. 40-33 here at Alumni Gym. Along with Steve Bazzaz, I'm Eddie Acapinti. And Steve, we look to have a finish potentially on our hands here as MU scrapping, clawing, and getting back in this game.
And Coach Rice sending a message to his starters as all five starters sat on the bench to start the second half. And Monmouth has been led by Colin Stewart this half. He's got two threes. He's got an alley-oop dunk, which Josh James threw to him from half court. And Monmouth back into this game, down seven. They are playing with so much more energy and intensity, and that's what's really gotten them back in the game.
And Steve, that lineup that started the half will come out again after the under-16 media. DeLeo, Ogero, Nowak, Stewart, and James. You said it. DeLeo's exhausted, but he's gutting it out here. Ryder dumps it down low to Junior Fortunat, who is fouled. With 15:34 to go, they'll call that foul on Greg Nowak. It's Monmouth's sixth foul already this half. Number four on Nowak. Is that right? He didn't play that much. That's his fourth foul. It's amazing.
That is amazing. Wow.
I'm not even mad.
that is very... And this is going to be huge now for the rest of the way, Eddie. Six fouls on Monmouth 5 minutes into the game. That could be a huge part of this game as we go on.
Zach Tillman has checked in for Greg Nowak. Fortunat here. Skip past to Miles, top of the key. Stewart is going to drive. He'll lose it right to Fortunat, and he's fouled down low by Ogero. It'll be 1-1 for Junior Fortunat, who shoots 52% from the line, with Monmouth trailing 40-33.
The Hawks have to get a box out here. They have to get a rebound. Fortunat only shooting 52%. The Hawks are awfully aggressive defensively. Every time they're helping, they are reaching in, and that's probably why they're getting called for fouls. Maybe Coach Rice said, you know what? Let's just be aggressive and see what happens.
Fortunat makes the free throw. You know, and maybe that's what he said to this unit as Pereira will check in. He said, look, go in. You know, give me the hardest 6-7 minutes you have. Foul, gamble if you want. Because he could still come back with his usual starters. Fortunat's first free throw extends Ryder's lead to 8. His second free throw is way short and to the right as Tillman gets the rebound for MU. James back the other way. 15:10 to go in our game. Bounce pass to Ogero, top of the key. Max DeLeo gets Pereira in the air. Kicks it to Ogero, throws it right wing to James. Josh James dribbles top of the key. Someone's open. James crosses over. Flips it down low to Tillman, who loses it. Ball out of play. It'll go back to Ryder. Oh, I love the creativity. Steve, it looked as though he and Tillman just not on the same page.
I think it surprised James how open Tillman was, and he tried to get it to him as he was crossing over out of his move.
Under 15 to go in our second half. Ryder will bring it up. Monmouth will pressure full here. Stewart breaks the timeline with 27 on the shot clock. He picks up his dribble. Still picks up his dribble. Now throws to Sadler, top of the key. Sadler being watched by DeLeo. Ryder up by 8. This was a 17-point game at halftime. Pereira crosses over. Hands off to Daniel Stewart. 7 on the shot clock. Right elbow, Fortunat. Makes a move on Tillman across the lane, and he'll be called for traveling. And Steve, just a great defensive possession by MU.
The intensity level of Monmouth is at an all-time high in this game, and it makes you wonder, where was it in the first half? This is how you should be playing all the time, but great job by this unit defensively. I think Fortunat walked about 3 times on that possession.
Hawks will try to further cut into the Ryder lead here. James, top of the key, finds DeLeo. Max DeLeo with Pereira on him. Pumps at 3, gets him in the air, and Max is fouled, going to the basket with 14:04 to go in this second half. Foul called on Pereira. They say it's on the floor. That'll get Jimmy Taylor in for Ryder. Andrew Nicholas in for MU. He'll take out Ogero, get another shooter in the game. He's the first starter to come back. Steve, almost 6 minutes. This second and third combination unit has cut the lead to 8.
And we'll see if that unit got the message here.
Nicholas throws for James on the wing. Goes down low to Tillman. Stewart skips it to Nicholas. DeLeo open for 3. Off the side of the backboard. Pereira pulls down the rebound.
That's a tough shot for Max. That time he was running to the corner as he caught the basketball and ended up naturally fading. His momentum took him the other way.
Valentine bounces one to Taylor, but he can't control it. And it'll go out of bounds. Monmouth gets it back. Down 8, 13:39 to go. Deion Jones, Justin Robinson check back in for MU. As Stewart and DeLeo sit down to a well-deserved applause from the Monmouth contingent here at Alumni Gym. Anthony Miles checks back in for Ryder as well, taking out Sadler.
Now you've got to think that the way the second unit started this half, that absolutely had to refocus the first unit of the Hawks. And we'll see if Jones and Nicholas and Justin Robinson can get it going.
13:30 to go in this second half. Robinson will drive on the baseline. Passes it over to Nicholas. He'll throw it down low to Tillman. Zach, strong move to the lane. He'll go to the line for two after missing the shot, but a good, strong move from the freshman.
And that's what I was hoping the Hawks would do in the first half. Tillman's got his size advantage down there. They were able to get it down low to him. He couldn't put it in, but he's going to the line.
13:22 to go in this game. Hawks were down 37-20 at halftime. Tillman missing that first free throw. Khalil Thomas will check in. He'll take out Junior Fortunat.
But the Hawks are now 3 of 10 from the foul line. They leave so many points on the board by not converting from the foul line.
Tillman made the second, 41-34 now our score. You know, Steve, you typically say teams give up so much energy coming back, but that was another unit. This unit, as Deion Jones knocks a ball out of bounds, is fresh and down seven.
You got to credit the second unit as much as you can. They were the ones that got Monmouth back into this game, and now their confidence and their energy is just so high right now.
Miles to inbound. He'll bounce it into Jimmy Taylor. The Hawks double-team Taylor. And he throws. He gets a pass over to Pereira. Pereira's being guarded by Zach Tillman. As now they throw top of the key, it's Taylor. Gets a Khalil Thomas screen. Double screen by Valentine. Picks up his dribble. Valentine throws it down low. Ball out of bounds. And that'll be another turnover. The Hawks continue this comeback with under 13 to go.
Eddie, it's amazing what intensity and ball pressure can do to a team offensively. We saw what it did to Monmouth in the first half, and now we're seeing what it's doing to Ryder here in the second half.
Hawks trail by 7, 12:50 to go. Robinson, top of the key. We'll throw over to Tillman on the wing. Top of the key, Nicholas. He rips through and goes right at Miles. Robinson for three. Bottom of the net. Big shot for Justin Robinson as the Hawks cut the Ryder lead to 4.
How about the confidence just exuding from the Hawks right now? And a turnover here by Ryder. This is incredible, Eddie.
Jimmy Taylor forcing one. He'll lose it off his leg, and the Hawks get it back. They actually missed, I think, an offensive foul call on Taylor. But the Hawks will get it. Stewart off the bench and in for the Bronx, who have now seen their 17-point lead whittled down to 4 with 12:32 to go in the second half.
Now what a great job by the Monmouth Hawks. Just talk about complete team effort. This is it right here. They're still down 4. They got to keep grinding it out.
Robinson throws it right wing. Andrew Nicholas, 12:20 to go. He'll throw for Tillman, who will find Josh James on the wing. James drives on Pereira, loses it. They'll say out of bounds off of Josh James. So Ryder gets it back with 12:11 to go. I think, Steve, James just a little too out of control there. He saw Pereira and his eyes lit up, but he wasn't able to get a really good shot.
Yeah, a little bit of a force right there from James.
Bronx, throw it ahead. Pereira open for three. Oh, he hit it. He'll push the Ryder lead back to 44-37.
A wide open look there for Pereira off the press.
Tillman will lay it in. James with the drive and another assist for Josh James.
And Coach Rice screaming out too. Monmouth will go back into a 2-3 zone, it looks like. They got to know where Pereira is.
44-39, we have our second half. Pereira, catch and shoot three. Bottom of the net again. You just said it. Hawks down 47-39. Robinson. For MU the other way. Deion Jones now has it. Deion has been incredibly quiet in this one. And he is fouled by Jimmy Taylor at the right elbow. 11:23 to go. We'll take a 60-second break and a brand new ball game. Ryder 47, Monmouth 39. We step out for 1 minute on the Shore Sports Network. Fans, the Hawks would like to thank their good friends and premier sponsors this basketball season. World Subaru, Shrewsbury Avenue in Tinton Falls, Coca-Cola, McLoon's Restaurants and Surf Taco, thank you for your tremendous support all season long. Monmouth, which was down 37-20 at halftime, now trails Ryder 47-39, 11:23 to go in our second half. Steve, why has Monmouth been so much more successful the second half, really in 9 minutes, than they were in the first 20 minutes?
Well, the energy and intensity that Monmouth has played with in this half has been absolutely phenomenal. It's gotten them stops and forced turnovers on the defensive end, and then they've turned those stops into points by getting guys like Colin Stewart open shots. And Stewart has banged 2 threes, got an alley-oop. That really got Monmouth going in the second half. And then you see Justin Robinson banged down a shot. Josh James getting to the rim, dropping off to Tillman. So they're playing with an all-new level of confidence.
Hawks here, and they turn it over. Terrible pass from Andrew Nicholas on the inbound. Pereira, another three! Bangs another one down. Ryder back up by double figures, 50-39.
And that's like a five-point swing, Eddie. I don't know what Andrew Nicholas saw there, but he was trying to lob it to Ogaro, who was not open by any stretch of the imagination.
11 minutes to go in this one. Max DeLeo drives, kicks to Nicholas, throws in the corner. Colin Stewart's back in. He'll throw over to Tyrone Ogaro. Skip pass to Nicholas. Three from the wing. Way short. Colin Stewart, offensive rebound. Nice move in the lane. Put it in to cut the lead back to single digits.
And this is what Colin Stewart does in practice. He's got confidence going. He can get into the air and make some things happen. He floated and made a shot. I would look for Mama to keep getting him the ball.
And Steve Ryder with an unforced error in the backcourt. That is already their seventh turnover in the second half. They had seven all first half with 10:35 to go. Monmouth trailing 50-41. Stewart has been the man. He's got 12. Nicholas finds Stewart in the right corner. Bounces it to Robinson. Rising fire for three. Back iron. Ogaro goes high for the offensive rebound, losing it to Zedrick Sadler. Bronx will come back the other way. Sadler cut off by DeLeo. Throws it to Pereira. He'll spin around Robinson. Miles open for a long two, an air ball. Pereira pulls down the rebound. 17 on the shot clock. They bounce it down low to Alford, who loses it out of bounds. He kicked it back to MU, Steve. That's already Ryder's eighth turnover here in the second half.
What's amazing is that Monmouth is staying aggressive here, even though that they already have seven fouls. Andrew Nicholas is really struggling in this game, but Coach Rice is going with him, and we see sometimes Red struggle, and then all of a sudden he catches fire. You'd like to see that Deion Jones back in the game. So the Hawks with a lot of scoring on the floor right now.
Tommy Pereira has sat down. About time if you're a Monmouth fan.
Yeah.
And Sean Valentine has checked in. Justin Robinson here on a screen. Throws it right wing to Nicholas. Nicholas goes down low, and Ogaro is fouled from behind by Khalil Alford, the fifth foul on the Bronx.
But the Hawks have hope in this game. That three by Pereira was so huge off the baseline out-of-bounds turnover. But the Hawks have hope. You can see that they believe right now.
Hawks will inbound with 9:43 to go in this half. Colin Stewart, left wing, Justin Robinson. Robinson between the legs, pulls it back out, being guarded by Valentine. Deion Jones drives, kicks. Colin Stewart is open. Stewart puts it on the floor, hangs in the air, can't get it to go. Ogaro tips the rebound right to Deion Jones. New shot clock for MU. Jones, drive. Nicholas for three, and he couldn't keep his pivot foot as he tried a pump fake. That turnover will give it back to the Bronx.
Deion Jones waited way too long to get Colin Stewart the ball in the corner. He drove at him when he was already open and then dished to him, and Colin bobbled the catch. He should have given him the ball right away.
Colin Stewart has 12 in this game. Hawks down 9, 9:15 to go. Miles having trouble in the backcourt, picks up his dribble. Loose ball. Bodies go sprawling to the floor, and they award a timeout to Kevin Baggett and Ryder while the ball was loose. The tie-up situation would have went to Monmouth. They give Ryder the ball, Steve, after a scrum. He'll get the 30-second timeout, but I don't think Ryder had full possession with 9:12 to go in our second half.
I don't think so either. Miles got bailed out there, and Coach Rice was all over the official there saying that he didn't have possession.
Colin Stewart's career high is 13 against Binghamton. He's got 12 and has been the most consistent Monmouth offensive player, Steve. I mean, he's been good. He's cut to the basket. We've seen the three. We've seen the high-flying act. And he'll stay on the floor earning himself playing time.
Well, Colin Stewart's very, very talented. It just hasn't come together yet in the game. Watching him in practice, he really does have a lot of tools. And he's a lot more athletic than he looks. And he showed that with not only the dunk, but also him hanging in the air and finishing.
Ryder will inbound, 27 on the shot clock. There is 9 minutes to go in our second half. The Hawks trail by that number nine. Sadler picks up his dribble, throws for Sean Valentine. He'll fire left corner for Miles. Right back to Valentine. High-low basketball. Down low, Stewart. Tough shot. Can't get it to go. Nicholas loses the rebound out of bounds. Ball didn't hit the rim. Ryder basketball. Nine on the shot clock. Sadler will inbound with 8:53 to go. Throws it to Miles. Seven on the shot clock. Monmouth 2-3 here. Miles will bounce to Alford. Rising, fire for three. Never hit the rim. Right to Tyrone Ogero. Ogero, outlet pass to Colin Stewart. Stewart looks at Miles, and he's fouled by Anthony Miles. Nice, aggressive, confident move by Colin Stewart. Riders, sixth team foul, 8:39 to go. Jimmy Taylor back on. Anthony Miles will take a seat. We'll see, Steve, if MU can get back to where they had it. They were down four at one point here in the second half. Stewart, top of the key. To Deion Jones, around a three. Around a screen for three. He'll miss. Ogero, offensive rebound. Nicholas, three. Too strong. Rebound tipped and snatched out of the air by Sadler.
And Nicholas really struggling in this game. Great job by Ogero, though. Offensive rebound, kick out for a shot.
Sadler to Alford. Jump stop in the lane is too strong, but he'll go to the line for two with 8:17 to go. They'll call that foul on Colin Stewart, his third, the team's eighth. It'll send to the line Khalil Alford, who this afternoon has 5 points. Couple of dribbles for Alford. Two Monmouth subs ready to check in as he makes the first free throw. James and Nowak in. Robinson, Ogero out. Khalil Thomas checks in for Daniel Stewart. Another free throw coming for Khalil Alford. He misses that one. Deion Jones with the rebound. Hawks down 51-41. They made a big move early in this half, Steve. They've got to make that secondary move now. James will throw over to Deion Jones. Jones stop and go. Throws left corner to Colin Stewart. Stewart, one dribble drive over to Jones. James is called for traveling with 7:58 to go. We'll take the under eight media. Monmouth down 51-41. 7 minutes, 58 seconds to go as we step out for 60 seconds on the Shore Sports Network. We'd like to thank University Subs and Aramark for their continued sponsorship and support of Monmouth basketball this season. Hawks Trail Rider, 51-41. 7 minutes, 58 seconds to go. Along with Steve Bazaz, I'm Eddie Acapinti. As afternoon has slowly turned to evening here in Lawrence, New Jersey, where Monmouth trails Rider by 10. Steve, we've been saying the same thing, it seems, the last few minutes. The Hawks were down 17. They cut it to 4. It's 10 now. How do you build on a comeback and get even closer?
You know, sometimes it's really tough to make that first run, and then when the team who was winning answers, you have to now make a whole second run at it. It's going to be tough for the Hawks, but they are playing with such different confidence and intensity that they can do it, but they have to keep getting stops, keep grinding. You know, they got 8 team fouls, so any foul is going to be a foul shot. That's going to be tough, but they got to just stay aggressive.
Greg Nowak has checked in for Tyrone Ogero. Colin Stewart guards Zedrick Sadler here. Sadler, with 21 on the clock, throws top of the key to Valentine. Now Jimmy Taylor on the left wing. They swing it now to Sadler again. 13 showing on the shot clock. Sadler gets a screen from Valentine. Puts it on the floor. Spin at the elbow, and he's fouled going to the basket. If that's on Greg Nowak, it would be his fifth foul. And I believe they will call that foul, Steve, on Colin Stewart, his third. My mistake. They put it up as three. It's Collins' fourth foul, Monmouth's ninth, with 7.5 to go in the second half.
And that foul probably would have been better off going on Nowak, even though that would have fouled him out. You know, you don't want Colin Stewart's really got it going. You don't want to have him go out of the game, which he just did.
Max DeLeo checks in for Colin Stewart. DeLeo joins Nowak, Nicholas, Jones, and James. Sadler made both of his free throws, so that Rider lead creeping up now. Back to 12, 53-41. Hawks into their offense here with Deion Jones. Jones finds Nicholas, top of the key, right into the lane. Jump stop, up, and good to cut the Rider lead to 10.
Nice aggressive move into the lane by Nicholas. Curling, getting to that left hand, and then finishing at the rim.
Monmouth double teams Jimmy Taylor right away, bouncing one to Sean Valentine. Valentine drives around Nicholas, but Nowak took it away. Ahead to Deion Jones. Jones to the basket will be called for traveling with 6:58 to go in this second half.
That's a tough play right there. The Hawks have a lot going on. Deion Jones a little out of sync on his drive, but that's what he does. He's going to put his head down and get to the rim.
Under 7 to go, second half. Ryder up 10, having some trouble here as Monmouth is double teaming. Taylor around a double screen, top of the key, gets switched off on DeLeo. And that'll be an offensive foul on Jimmy Taylor, bowling over Max DeLeo after coming around the screen.
And Gene Steratore makes that call from across the court. You know what? He probably had the right angle on that one, as he could see the push-off. The referee in front of us was behind the play. You can't really see the arm extended from this angle.
They just showed the replay, Steve. He had an open view. Max may have gotten away with a little acting there. Nevertheless, Hawks get it back. Down 10. Here, Nowak has it taken away by Khalil Thomas. He'll get it in transition. He'll lay it in and get fouled by Nowak. That'll foul Nowak out, and the bigger play is Khalil Thomas will have a chance for a three-point play.
And that's a tough sequence there by Nowak as the Hawks get the turnover. He loses the ball at the top and then compounds matters by fouling Thomas, and he makes the layup. Again, you're going to foul him. You can't let him get the shot up. I'd rather see Nowak really just go to and contest the shot at the rim.
Well, if you know you're fouling the guy and you know it's foul number five, you don't ever play dirty, but you know what? Give a hard foul.
It looked like he tried to give a hard foul and wrap him up a little bit, just wasn't aggressive enough.
Thomas makes the most of his chance. His three-point play puts Ryder on top, 56-43. Does MU have one more run in him with 6:20 to go? Top of the key, Andrew Nicholas will throw it to Ogero, who came on for the fouled-out Nowak. Josh James will throw to Nicholas. He'll spin at the foul line. A lot of contact. He'll miss the shot. Rebound to Anthony Miles. Outlet pass, Sadler. Under six to go. Sadler top of the key. Pumps at three. Now we'll throw to Valentine. He'll try an entry pass to Thomas. Deion Jones intercepted it. He'll bounce ahead to Deion, or to James. Back to Deion Jones. Good and one. Josh James behind the back to Jones, who will try for a three-point play.
How about that behind the back pass from Josh James? Jones catches it, puts it in with the right hand, and he gets fouled. That's a big play. We'll see if Jones can make this foul shot, cut it to 10, and what defense the Hawks elect to go into here. I actually like the sub. Red, to me, is really struggling in this game. Can't really get it going. Stewart comes back in.
Big free throw here from Jones, who missed it. Rebound tipped to Daniel Stewart. Hawks still trail by 11 with 5:44 to go. Sadler being watched by DeLeo. Bounces one in the right corner to Miles. Anthony Miles faces up on Ogero. Now dribbles it back out. And will throw to Khalil Thomas. 15 on the shot clock as Thomas throws for Sadler. Cross court find Daniel Stewart. Left corner. Pereira's back in the game. Stewart works it to Sadler. 5 on the shot clock. Sadler contested. Tries the 3. Off the backboard, that air ball. Right to Josh James. James finds Deion Jones. To DeLeo. Triple. Boom! Bottom of the net. Hawks again in the single digits at 56-48. 5 minutes to go.
And that's Max DeLeo's shot. He's set. He's spotted up. He doesn't have to do anything other than catch it, take his time, and shoot it. Great find by Deion Jones.
Sadler brings it over the timeline. He's double-teamed. Picks up his dribble. Double-teamed right in front of us. DeLeo and Jones. And they'll award the timeout again to Kevin Baggett right before Sadler lost it. 22 on the shot clock. 4:47 to go. And that's two times Ryder's gotten a timeout right before they were maybe going to turn it over.
That trap was right in front of us, and Deion Jones has to be careful there because they had a great trap, and you don't want to bail somebody out by reaching in and getting called for a foul, and he was awfully close to doing that. Nice job of officiating by not calling the foul, in my opinion. It would have been a complete bailout, but he's got to do a better job of keeping his hands straight up and tracing the ball.
Game reset. 4:47 to go. Ryder 56, Monmouth 48. The possession arrows in favor of the Hawks. MU has 10 team fouls. Ryder with 8. Steve, big defensive possession here for MU as Ryder will inbound with 22 on the shot clock.
This is huge right here. Monmouth does try to trap sometimes off the sideline out of bounds. We'll see if they can get something going here along the sideline.
Miles to inbound directly in front of us. Ryder will show a stack look right in front of us. When Miles inbounds, there'll be 4:47 to go. Jones will guard the ball. Throw it into the backcourt to Sadler. He'll be guarded by Max DeLeo. Here comes a double team. They find Thomas top of the key. Throws to Miles. Drives baseline. Pereira's open for 3. And he hit it again. Tommy Pereira has been the man for Ryder. He gives the Bronx an 11-point lead.
And Pereira just came in off the bench, got an open look. He has been absolutely on fire.
MU with 24 on the clock. DeLeo to the basket will put it in. Monmouth down 11.
DeLeo split two guys there on the block in the air. Nice hard take by DeLeo.
4:05 to go. Dribble handoff for Pereira. Over to Sadler. Sadler will get a ball screen. Now the screen goes away as now Thomas will reset it. Under four to go. Over to Stewart. He'll hand off for Miles. Drives on Colin Stewart. Missing that one. And the Hawks are down 9, 59-50 with the ball. James in transition. Floater over Pereira is up and good to cut the lead to 7.
Josh James is phenomenal. He is so much fun to watch. In an open court, it's so hard to stop him. He gets to that right hand. You know, if you don't get in front of Josh James, he's getting to the rim and finishing.
It's 59-52, Bronx on top. Sadler will pick up his dribble. 3:25 to go. Bounces to Miles, top of the key. Guarded by Stewart. Miles around Stewart, blocking foul on Colin Stewart. 3:20 to go. Ryder 59, Monmouth 52. Do not go anywhere, folks. We'll have an exciting finish on our hands. The final 3:20, and you'll hear it here on your home for Hawks basketball after a 60-second timeout, the Shore Sports Network. 3 minutes and 20 seconds left in our game in Lawrenceville. Monmouth trailing Ryder 59-52. Hawks were down 17 at halftime. They trailed, Steve, by as many as 18 in this one. They've whittled it down to 7. Now, where do you go with just over 3 minutes to go? You've already expended so much energy to come back, but MU, I think, has one more run in them as they'll come out with some fresh bodies.
That's really been the small lineup that's gotten it going for the Hawks. Colin Stewart fouled out on that last foul, so now you've had Nowak and Colin Stewart foul out. That's 10 fouls for the Hawks. I wonder if all 10 of them have been Nowak and Stewart, because Nowak fouled out, I feel like, in record time. But the Hawks trying to make one last run at it. Anthony Miles going on the line for two. Got a box out here on these foul shots.
Miles has just 5 points this afternoon. He is the Ryder leading scorer at 18 a game. And he'll miss his first free throw here. He is now 0 of 3 from the line. He shoots free throws at 80% normally.
How about that?
One more on the way. He'll make that one to put Ryder up 8, 60-52. Robinson into the game with James, Jones, Ogero, and Nicholas. We'll see if Red can get hot here late. Deion Jones to James. Josh James pull up 2. Is way too strong, but Daniel Stewart loses it out of bounds with 3:07 to go.
Josh James curls off a screen, gets a wide open pull-up jump shot at the left elbow. That's the shot that he has to get better at, because when he develops that along with his driving ability, he is going to be really tough to stop.
Monmouth inbounds to Tyrone Ogero. Works it now over to Justin Robinson, left wing. Robinson crosses over, picks up his dribble, throws to Deion Jones. Jones, beautiful spin at the foul line, absorbing contact and laying it in. Monmouth down 6, 60-54.
What a lot of contact that time on that play, but Jones spinning to his left and then finishing with the right hand. Great move by Deion Jones.
2:40 to go, Monmouth down by 6. Robinson watches Sadler, dribbling top of the key. Sadler picks up his dribble. Nowhere to go. Still nowhere to go. Still nowhere to go. A 5-second count as Justin Robinson's defense earns the turnover.
And Coach Rice with a fist pump on the sideline. Great job defensively by the Hawks. You pick up your dribble. You have Denai all over the court. Justin Robinson doing a good job of tracing the ball, not reaching in and bailing him out. Great defensive possession by the Hawks.
MU down 60-54, 2:30 and ticking, second half. For the first time in a while, Ryder shows 2-3 zone. Robinson dribbling, getting his instructions from Coach Rice. MU with 3 or 4 shooters, depending who has it on the court. Ball screen for Robinson. Throws to Jones. Deion Jones to Nicholas in the corner. Pumps it 3. Forces one up. Too strong. Tip rebound right to Khalil Alford. Sadler will now go back the other way for the Bronx. Stops and goes and loses it out of bounds. It'll go to MU. Back-to-back Zedrick Sadler turnovers. We'll give it back to Monmouth. 1:59 to go.
And that's such a bad turnover by Sadler. Up 6. Way too aggressive in transition. You got to know time and situation.
Robinson picks it up to start the clock with the Hawks trailing by 6. He gets an Ogero screen. Robinson for 3. Bottom of the net! What a huge shot for Justin Robinson! Oh, baby! Cutting the lead in half.
Robinson with the guts. What a shot there. Gets the ball screen, raises up and fires and knocks it down from the top of the key.
And now he is hounding Zedrick Sadler. 1:34 to go. Monmouth down 3. Miles as it poked away by Deion Jones. Out of bounds. Ryder will inbound. 18 on the shot clock.
Eddie, this is so exciting. What a comeback by the Hawks. And Justin Robinson, the ball screen at the top of the key. And then what a gutsy shot by the little freshman who knocks it down.
90 seconds to go. Monmouth almost completing this comeback. Down 60 to 57 now. 18 on the shot clock for Ryder. Steve, that is, what's the right way to say, courage? It takes chutzpah. It takes
there you go.
Absolute
guts.
And you know what? To knock that shot down over a bigger player. And Justin Robinson is not short on courage. And he wants to take the big shot. As that one, the biggest one in the game. And now, you said it, comebacks start with stops. The Hawk defense has done a really good job here in the second half. Now you need one more stop with 1 minute 30 seconds to go.
A huge possession right here for the Hawks. As Bill Raftery would say, that takes onions. Now the Hawks need a stop. You weren't sure where this game was going to go. After the Hawks came back in this game, Ryder went on a run on their own. They brought it all the way back up to double figures. But Monmouth just kept playing, kept making plays. You got to know where Pereira is too, Eddie. He's been absolutely on fire. Look for him. Make sure the Hawks have to close out on him. But with the way the Hawks have been playing and trapping and double teaming, sometimes you give up open shots to players off the rotations. You got to make sure that you close him out.
We have a finish in Lawrenceville. Miles will inbound. Oguero guards the ball. They inbound to Pereira as Nicholas deflects it right to me. I got you.
How about that dangerous pass there on the inbounds? Nice job by Red Nicholas deflecting it out of bounds. Good hands by you, Eddie.
I'll tell you what, I wasn't dropping that in front of Gene. Ryder inbounds to Pereira. He's double teamed. He'll split the double team. Now to Sadler. Miles, 13 on the shot clock. 1:24 in the game. Here it is here. He'll hand off to Sadler. Jones will guard him. 5 on the shot clock. Double screen. Stewart for 3. He hit it! What a shot by Daniel Stewart. Ryder back up by 6.
What an absolutely enormous shot by Daniel Stewart. 1 second on the shot clock. A basic pick and pop play. And Stewart knocks it down. Enormous shot by Stewart. He's been phenomenal in this game. It's really been him and Pereira for the offense for Ryder. Wow, what a big shot.
I'll tell you, as good as Monmouth has been coming back and fighting, that was an absolutely huge, enormous shot for Daniel Stewart, a contested three to push Ryder's lead back to 63-57. 69 seconds to go. Monmouth, after this Coach Rice timeout, will inbound with 33 seconds, Steve, on the shot clock. That was huge. Ryder has gotten big shot after big shot from Pereira and that one from Stewart. As now if you're MU, where do you go? Do you run usual offense? The Hawks will come out with 5 three-point shooters. Robinson, Jones, DeLeo, James, and Nicholas.
Well, Eddie, they don't need a three right away. They can try to get to the basket, try to get an easy two. You know Ryder doesn't want to foul here, so I would look for Monmouth to try to get an easy two going to the basket.
Inbound to Robinson. They're going to pressure the freshman. He'll throw it to Josh James. James, stop and go on Valentine. Misses the shot, but he'll go to the line for two with 59 seconds to go in our second half. The Ryder fans wanted to travel. They'll instead call the foul. It'll be two shots fouled in the act of shooting. So 59.1 to go. Monmouth down 63-57. And Steve, you like the quick attacking move by James, but you got to knock him down now. And he'll miss the first one, back of the iron. Tyrone Oguero in for offensive rebound purposes here. He'll take Nicholas out. Big one here for James. And he makes one of two, 63-58. Monmouth doesn't have to foul. What they have to do is force another turnover if possible. Inbound to Sadler. Picks up his dribble. Nowhere to go. Throws it to Daniel Stewart. Long pass ahead to Miles. Miles is stripped from behind by James, and it's out of bounds. What a beautiful defensive play by Josh James.
Now, Josh James just continues to make amazing plays, and he wasn't even called for a foul there. He just hustled back and stripped the ball from Miles as Miles was going up to dunk it. You know, I don't want to see the Hawks foul here. I want to see them try to force a turnover and then guard in the half court.
47 seconds to go, 22 on the shot clock. Zadler drives. He's cut off by two Hawks. Throws it up top to Miles. Being watched by Robinson, and Robinson called for a reach with 38.6 seconds to go. It'll be an automatic two the rest of the way for Ryder, leading 63-58.
I don't like the foul by Robinson there, Eddie. Too aggressive. There's 15 seconds on the shot clock. You've already guarded for 20 of the 35 seconds. A foul there is tough, especially when you're going to the line for two foul shots.
Coach Rice takes a timeout. It'll be a 30-second timeout. 38.6 to go. Monmouth down 63-58. It'll be two Ryder free throws when we come back. On the jump ball, Monmouth will get possession. And, Steve, I'm with you. I think that's something that will come with Justin Robinson's evolution as a ball player, knowing time and situation. You know, not just playing aggressive, but knowing, you know what, there's eight on the shot clock. I just got to make sure they take a tough shot. But nevertheless, the Hawks, and we know Coach Rice isn't the moral victory guy, they have put forth an inspiring, tremendous second-half effort to cut this game to where it is at 63-58. You know, we've talked about the steps a team takes. So now add this one to the list. Coming back in a hostile environment, now we'll see how far they've really come. Can they somehow gut it out?
And Miles going to the line. He's uncharacteristically struggled today.
Miles is 1 of 4 from the foul line today. His first free throw is good. Money time here. 64-58, Ryder on top. 38.6 to go in the game. Shot clock still on. About a 3.5 second difference. Miles missed the second. Deion Jones with the rebound. Hawks down 6. Jones will bring it over the timeline. Picks up his dribble. Throws it to Josh James. James for 3. Short. Loose ball rebound. Robinson tracks it down. 23 to go. Nicholas catch and shoot 3. Good! Hawks cut the lead in half again. 64-61. 20.7 seconds to go.
And that's great hustle by the Hawks. Now Ryder tries to basically slow down the transition, but three guys were up there by Deion Jones. Jones has a dribble all the way to the right. Nobody picks up Josh James. He gets a wide open look. Long rebound. Robinson hustles it down and then finds Andrew Nicholas. And in that left corner, he is deadly. And he knocks it down. Now Monmouth down 3. You're going to press. You got to deny. I would try to get a trap here in the half court first. And then once they throw out, then you got a foul.
20.7 to go. 64-61 Ryder. Hawks come out. Oguero, DeLeo, Jones, James, and Robinson. Ryder will inbound under their own basket. Sean Valentine will throw it in. Oguero will guard the ball. He can run the baseline. He does. He runs over to his right. Now to his left. Now to his right again. Inbound to Miles. There's the trap. Miles ahead to Alford. Back to Valentine, and that's where the foul is given on Khalil Alford with 15.2 to go in our second half.
Eddie, Khalil Alford has only been to the line 6 times this season, and he's 3 of 6 from the foul line.
This afternoon, he's 1 of 2. Alford will step to the free throw line. Big free throws here for the sophomore. He misses the first. Andrew Nicholas back in. Tyrone Oguero out. I'll tell you, you missed the first. It's hard to make the second.
And Nicholas back in for Oguero. So Nicholas is the low man on the rebound here. They've got to get a box out and a rebound if there is another miss.
Alford's second free throw. Missed them both. Deion Jones with the rebound. 12 seconds to go. Robinson with 10. Robinson will call timeout with 9.1 seconds to go. And Monmouth, if you would have told me they'd have a chance to shoot for a tie with 9 seconds to go, down 17 at halftime, I'd like to think I'd believe you, but I'm not sure, Steve. As what do you draw up now with 9.1 to go, down 64-61?
You got sideline out of bounds coming at really high up in the front court here. We'll see what Coach Rice wants to do. They have plenty of time to draw something up. I'm a guy that likes to get quick twos. It'll be tough to get a quick two unless you get a great inbounds pass that goes from the sideline to the top of the key somewhere and try to make a play and go. We'll probably see a three-point attempt or a three-point play. Red Nicholas is deadly from that left corner. Maybe try to get him going over there, somewhere over there. Or you go Deion Jones as a facilitator. If he can get to the rim, great. If not, you try to kick out for a shot.
Remember, Colin Stewart is fouled out, and he was instrumental in this comeback. He has 12 points in this game. The possession arrow in favor of MU. If they get fouled, they shoot two.
But you said it, Eddie. All you can really want in a comeback attempt is an opportunity. And the Hawks have now finally made it a one-possession game. It's with 9 seconds left.
Took them 59 minutes.
But they have a chance with one possession. And that's all you can ask when you're down 17 at halftime.
James, DeLeo, Jones, Robinson, Nicholas, the MU5. Nicholas will inbound, 9.1 to go. Ryder up 64-61. Nicholas throws backcourt to Robinson. 6 seconds to go. Robinson with five. Loses it. Gets it back. Three for the tie. No, he banked it in. Robinson banked it in. We're tied at 64. Long pass to Stewart. His shot for the game. No good. We're going to overtime in Lawrence. MU has completed the comeback. Down 17 at halftime. We'll go to overtime. 64-0. Robinson banking in a three.
I can't believe it. I didn't see who was guarding Robinson, but he went for the steal. He took himself out of the play. Robinson dribbles up, and he bangs a three because his defender went for the steal and took himself out of the play. I can't, what bad defense. What a great shot by Robinson, and he banks it in.
I'll tell you what. Justin Robinson with just absolute guts.
Is that onions double order from Bill Raftery?
Triple order. Goodness, 64 all. Oh, baby. Monmouth and Ryder will go to overtime. 5 minutes of free basketball.
The Hawks have treated us to some unbelievable games this year. This might take the cake. What an absolute great comeback. And Justin Robinson, I can't believe, I didn't see who was guarding him. I can't believe that he went for the steal.
That's awful defense.
It's awful. He tried to poke the ball out from behind. He gets beat. Robinson gets a clear dribble up to the top of the key. I think it was Stewart who ran out at him. But, oh, my God, what a shot. And the Hawks have all the momentum now going into overtime.
They outscore Ryder by 17 in the second half. Oh, goodness. 1 week ago, it was the Canisius miracle with a Nicholas three. This team, I'll tell you what, this is absolutely a blast. It's fun. I'm going to lose some hair this season, but it may be worth it.
I feel bad for whoever's sitting behind us.
I know.
We have to be the most theatrical broadcasting duo, but
hey,
oh my God.
Hey, two Monmouth grads on the radio. This is what you get. We got 5 free minutes. Dehon Jones and Daniel Stewart will jump things up, and Ryder will have overtime's first possession. 5 minutes, 64-64. Sadler picks up his dribble. Max DeLeo will D him up. He'll bounce it over to Daniel Stewart. Back to Sadler. Around a Valentine screen, a double screen now. Pick and pop. Sean Valentine, three. No good. Rebound tipped. Out of bounds. It's off of Ryder. Monmouth will get it with 4:36 to go.
I think Monmouth will sign for a Sean Valentine three-pointer every possession until the end of overtime.
Steve, Monmouth has never led in this game. There hasn't even been a score tie until the end of regulation. Can they take their first lead here? 4:23 to go. Robinson, top of the key. 20 on the shot clock. He'll dribble handoff for Jones. Dehon Jones threw his legs at the foul line. Between the legs out to James. Robinson another three. That one's short. Rebound Valentine. 4:10 to go. Sadler will control for the Bronx with 26 on the shot clock. He'll dribble himself to the right wing. Picks up his dribble. Loses it. DeLeo poked it out. James ahead to DeLeo. Then Pereira takes it away. And throws it back, and he throws it away to Robinson. Monmouth gets it. 3 turnovers in a row. Nicholas thought it three. Now to DeLeo. Over to Red on the right wing. He'll attack. Picks up his dribble. Forces one. Out of bounds. Off of Daniel Stewart. Monmouth ball. 25 on the shot clock. 3:38 to go.
What an incredible sequence. That was unreal. James lost it. Pereira just threw it up in the air. Robinson was able to make the steal. Andrew Nicholas, a force there on that drive, though. He's got to kick the ball out and try to get into a good offensive set.
Hawks and Bronx tied at 64. It was a Justin Robinson bank shot three at the end of regulation that got us here. Robinson will get his instructions from Coach King Rice. 11 on the shot clock. He's going to bring it down here with Pereira. Through the legs again. Robinson behind the back. Spin. Dehon Jones, three for the lead. No good. Rebound Daniel Stewart. This game right now, Steve, so tense. Jimmy Taylor's checked back in for Sadler. Taylor drives around to Leo. His shot is missed. Blocking foul is the call on Josh James. It'll be two free throws for Jimmy Taylor with 3:03 to go in this second half.
Josh James really stepped in there, and that was a close play. That could have gone either way. I think block or charge, it really could have gone either way.
Was he in the restricted area?
I think he was outside the restricted area. Just one of those 50-50 calls that it ends up going Ryder's way.
Jimmy Taylor missing a free throw. You heard us document MU struggles from the foul line. Steve Ryder equally has struggled from the charity stripe.
Now look for this sub here now, Eddie. This is going to be interesting to me. If Ryder goes back to that 2-3 zone, O'Garrow is checked back in to play offense. We'll see if Monmouth goes to that lob play that they like to do off the 2-3 defense.
Jimmy Taylor missed two free throws there. Hawks and Bronx still tied at 64, under 3 to go. The Bronx will go man-to-man as Robinson dribbles with 21 on the shot clock. Robinson will bounce it to O'Garrow on the right wing. Nicholas, top of the key. Bounce pass back door to Robinson. He'll go to the basket. No call. Loose ball. Jimmy Taylor comes away with it. Taylor, outlet to Stewart. Stewart lays it in and one in transition to give Ryder the lead back. 2:33 to go.
You can't foul there. Stewart has a wide open layup attempt. You can't give up a foul. Andrew Nicholas has no chance of blocking that shot from Stewart. To me, the layup, and momentum-wise, too, when you get an and one, it's huge momentum. I think you just got to let him lay it in there and then try to go down the other way and get numbers in transition.
Daniel Stewart at the line to try and give Ryder a three-point lead. He misses his shot short. James with the rebound. He wants the push. James, right at Pereira, to the basket. Way too strong. Deion Jones is there to pick it up. We're tied again at 66.
When you have guys who attack the rim, they just make so much happen. James missed a shot, but everybody committed to blocking it.
As back the other way, Jimmy Taylor, coast to coast. He'll lay it in to give Ryder a two-point lead.
And that's not good defense by the Hawks, as that was easy. Right down the middle defense. Coach Rice not happy.
Coach Rice is furious with his team right now, with Ryder leading 68-66. It's a full timeout. We'll step out as well. Ryder on top by two in overtime. 2:08 to go. We step out for 60 seconds here on the Shore Sports Network. Monmouth was down 17 points to Ryder at halftime. A Justin Robinson bank three-pointer sent us to this overtime session. Ryder has again taken a two-point lead, 68-60, 2:08 to go as Monmouth will inbound here, Steve. Ryder will go man-to-man defense. Justin Robinson with 21 on the shot clock. Bounces it left elbow. Deion Jones. Deion to the basket. A lot of contact, and he puts it in to tie the game at 68.
Wow, Deion Jones spinning to that left hand again and then shooting it with the right. He was looking around for a foul. No call. A big-time play by Jones.
Our third tied score of the day. 100 seconds to go in this game. We're tied at 68. Miles was going to attack the basket. Over Jones, good on the foul. Anthony Miles will give Ryder a two-point lead with 1:34 to go.
What I don't understand, Eddie, is that Anthony Miles is left-handed, and he's been allowed to go to his left hand a lot today. I know it's tough when you're coming around a screen for Deion Jones, but somebody's got to be in there helping early so Miles doesn't have a clear drive with his left hand.
Miles will be shooting to give Ryder a three-point advantage. 70-68 is our score right now. The lefty makes it. 71-68, DeLeo in, O'Garrow out. Familiar situation, Steve. The Hawks trailing late here. And a little 1-2-2 three-quarter court from Ryder. Robinson breaks it, throws to DeLeo, now Nicholas. James down low, missing a shot at the rim. Tip ball comes out to Max DeLeo, new shot clock with 1:20 to go.
More contact down low and no call again.
Jones, rise and fire for two, no good. Daniel Stewart takes the rebound off the rim, and he'll hand it to Taylor. Ryder up three, 70 seconds to go.
That shot from Deion Jones was halfway in the basket.
Valentine fouled by Nicholas out front with 1:01 to go. It'll be two free throws for Sean Valentine with Ryder leading by three.
You know what's frustrating about that call is that you got somebody who's not attacking, not making any basketball play. Red gets called for a touch foul there, but Deion Jones and Josh James have been hammered on this end, and there's been no call. Plus, he had the blocking foul called on Josh James early on in overtime that could have went either way.
Valentine misses his first free throw. 61 seconds to go. It's 71-68. Valentine with another free throw. High arcer. Missed them both. Rebound to Nicholas. Sometimes the ball tells the truth.
The Riders really struggled from the foul line in this game, keeping Monmouth alive.
Under a minute to go. Hawks down three. Robinson makes a move around Valentine to DeLeo. Thought at three. Now has Stewart closing out on him. DeLeo to the basket. Can't get it to go. Daniel Stewart with the rebound. And the foul is given with 42 seconds to go. Daniel Stewart will go to the line, trying to add to Ryder's 71-68 lead.
And the Hawks really haven't been that crisp offensively in overtime here. They got a Deion Jones follow and then a Deion Jones spin with a lot of contact to score. But their rhythm has not been great here in overtime.
42 seconds to go in our overtime. Stewart with two free throws. He'll make the first. Now a two-possession game, 72-68. Hawks are going to see we're close to getting into that desperation scramble time again. 7 seconds separate our game and shot clock. Stewart makes them both. A five-point Ryder lead, 73-68. Inbounds to Robinson. He'll bounce it back to Jones, 35 to go. Jones, behind the back, will cross the timeline. Finds DeLeo for three. Got it! Hawks cut the lead to two, 73-71. Shot clock turned off, 25 seconds to go. They trap Miles. Miles falls. He stepped out of bounds. The Hawks will get it back. Down two, 73-71. 23.6 to go. Ryder, Steve, Ryder's end of game management has been awful, and MU's effort and hustle has been tremendous.
Eddie, this game is absolutely incredible. And Max DeLeo bangs down a huge shot, and the Hawks have another opportunity here.
MU going without a timeout. They're down two. 15 seconds to go. Robinson to the basket for the tie. No! Pereira with the rebound. It's bounced over into the arms of Valentine, and he is fouled. 10.6 seconds to go. Sean Valentine will have two free throws to try and ice the game for Ryder, leading Monmouth 73-71.
We're going to get an updated stat sheet later, but Ryder, as of this one, is only shooting 13 of 26. That's probably gotten worse. Valentine on the line here. Monmouth hoping for at least one miss.
And he just missed two his last trip. He makes his first. It's 74-71, 10.5 seconds to go. Coach Baggett will sub on the make. Valentine made them both. Ryder up four. Khalil Thomas in for Pereira. Steve, MU down four, 10 seconds to go.
I think you just got to try to get a run out here, get some momentum on the pass in. Try to get the best shot you can.
Inbound to Robinson. He picks up his dribble. There's 6 seconds. Robinson passes intercepted by Miles. He is fouled from behind by Nicholas. And with the Hawks down four with 4 seconds to go, Anthony Miles will go to the line. And it looks as though Monmouth's furious, inspiring comeback attempt, Steve, just ended with Andrew Nicholas's fifth foul.
And that's a tough spot there for Robinson. Ryder goes to that 1-2. 1-2-2, three-quarter court press to slow down Monmouth, not let them get a run out there. That's a good job. Somebody's got to come and help Robinson, plus smallest guy in the court trying to throw over big, long, athletic guys. But the shot that he got down two was a really good look. He went to the basket. He crossed over. He pulled up a little bit before the block on the left side and had a bank shot to tie the game. It was a good look.
Miles made his first free throw to put Ryder up five. His second one, with 4 seconds to go, is also good. 77-71 Bronx. Inbounds to Josh James. James will let one fly, and he'll miss it back iron. Monmouth was down 17 at halftime. They tied it up to send it to overtime on a Robinson bank three before ultimately falling to Ryder, 77-71, on Sunday afternoon in Lawrenceville, Steve.